The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, among other subjects. And let's see. We have somebody on the line right now. Let's talk to Pete in Severn. Good morning, Pete. How are you? Hello, Pete.
We're thankful for everything you do for the outdoor community, so thank you very much. I started fishing about 6 years ago.
I remember.
Unable to fish for a long time, so my reality is kind of now, and I think with the new rockfish situations, it's a new reality in the Chesapeake Bay that a lot of people are having a hard time adjusting to because they pretty much have free will.
Yep.
A lot of people, I belong to four fishing clubs, and I try to help out each club in whatever way I can, talk to a lot of different fishermen, and it seems like if you're on a meat run, trolling's great and all that kind of stuff, the fractional fishing, there's so many other species to catch. Use different tackle, different lures, go to different places. And for me, that's my reality. So I actually get tired of catching rockfish. I want to catch chain pickerel and white and yellow perch and blue catfish and bluegills and all that. So, I think it's a new reality people are just going to have to get used to. I thought I read the same article you did that the limit for a person like you or I that was out there fishing is a limit of two. I thought it was a limit of one for us and two if you were on a charter.
No, it's one. It's one across the board now.
No, I know now, but I'm saying in the past.
It was, yes.
Yeah, but the article I thought said an angler could keep two and charters could keep two, but that's just a minor point. But I just think it's time for everybody to do a checkup from the neck up and say, okay, well, this is our fishery today, and this is how we have to treat it. It's different than it used to be. And a lot of people keep living in the past and want it the way it used to be, and it's not going to be that way unless we do something different.
Pete, I will tell you this, and I love my audience, and I love fishing, and I've done it. I've done the chum and the bait and the whole deal, the live lining, all that. I've done all that. And when you're out there and there's six of you on the boat and you're bailing one fish after another in the summertime on chum or bait or whatever it might be, and you're hooking them and releasing them, hook and release, hook and release, doesn't matter how careful you are. When you reel that fish in and you stress that fish, that fish has a buildup of lactic acid in its system. And you may not see it. It may swim off. But it will, depending on the fish, depending on the water temperature, depending on the amount of the fight, it may or may not survive. And I think the survival rate is 90%. But if you catch 50 a day, you've killed five fish. Just like that. I mean, there's no getting around it if it stops at that. If it stops at that number. And some of the numbers coming out of Atlantic States Marine Fisheries, and if you go on Atlantic States Marine Fisheries website and read their striped bass management program, they talk about an extremely high rate of dead catch, up to like dead discards, up to like 34% of the fish that are caught and released will die. Okay, so sometimes we're our own worst enemies. We can't seem to control ourselves because we like jerking a bunch of fish, okay? And I and now I've got dogs barking in the background. Sorry about that. But yeah, but you know, the recreational angler is the one that brought this on, not the commercial angler. The commercial angler has their limits. They have to report their catch, their harvest, and their hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, please.
Hey, Gary. Stop. Gary.
That was the old grumpy Shih Tzu, 13 years old. Sorry about that. Anyway, the commercial guys have their you know their limits capped, and they've got to report their catch. Recreational anglers don't. Charter boat captains do. Recreational anglers out there on their own boats, bailing these fish one right after the other, they don't have to report their catch. They do. They take surveys. They try to do it voluntarily, but there's no way they can do it all. And the recreational angler is the one that drove these conservation measures. Like you said, our new reality.
It really is, and you know, I mean, I'm perplexed like you are. There's just not enough studies on the trauma that it affects on a female beginning the egg formation or getting to a point now where the eggs are fairly mature. What does that do to their ability to continue to develop that egg with that lactic acid and all that?
I've been asking that same question for 20 years.
Yeah,
when they first implemented the... Go ahead.
Yeah, why isn't there any interest at all in that? That's not a question.
There's no interest because there's big fish and they're readily accessible and you can catch them. And you can fight them. And you can catch the biggest fish you've ever caught in your life. And you can take a picture with it. Okay? And you can release it in its cold water. And you watch it swim off. And you can feel good about it. It's the thrill. Okay? Conservation? What's that? That's the biggest fish I ever caught. Yeah, but have you ever considered what you're doing to... Like you said, the egg production. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, DNR wouldn't let us catch them if it was harmful to the fish. Really? They wouldn't?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, that's you and I just my reality, and not that my world's right and everybody's wrong, but I talk
right.
to a lot of people from four different fishing clubs, and to go out there trolling,
do yep.
3 miles an hour, hook up the fish. You know, you pull the fish in, it's got its mouth open, getting flushed the whole time. I mean, that
yep.
can't be. You know, all that water gone past their oxygen production glands. I don't get it. It's like, okay, I get trolling, you go out with a bunch of guys, you laugh and yuck it up and have fun. I mean, you can do that on a light tackle kind of a thing. And, you know, I've been on some light tackle things where we don't mention any names, but... You catch your rockfish, you're done. Let's go catch some catfish. What do you want to do? You want to go catch perch? You catch fatty?
Yep, absolutely.
Have the option to say, okay, we have three different kinds of tackle here. We're going to catch some rockfish, then we're going to go for some perch or catfish, whatever you want.
But absolutely.
The number of hours that you paid for. And a lot of people just can't adjust. Like, man, this is 2024, and unless somebody does something different, we're going to wind up with nothing.
They would rather argue over a 19 to 24-inch striped bass, okay, that you get 2 pounds of fillets off of than to actually catch a giant fish, a 30, 40, 50-pound blue catfish that will give you the fight of your life and feed your family for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Do you feel like there's always been a stigma with catfish? That's why a lot of people don't.
Why, that they're muddy and all that stuff? Yeah,
yeah.
I know. But, you know...
Blue catfish are entirely different now.
Blue catfish right now are the target of Maryland seafood marketing. I went to the commercial Waterman's trade show in Ocean City and talked to a lot of people. They had chefs there preparing blue catfish. Excellent. Handing out samples. Yeah. You know, there's a cottage industry yeah. surrounding the blue catfish right now that rivals that of the striped bass. There's a processing plant here on Tillman Island. The restaurants are serving them. The seafood shops are serving them. There's recipes out there on the Department of Agriculture, you know, Maryland's best seafood or whatever they call it. Their website for tremendous recipes for blue catfish. They're excellent eating. They are.
They could also harvest those fish, pay them the workmen good money, feed them at the institutions like the prisons, the hospitals, schools. You know, there's a lot of market for that fish.
Yeah, there is.
Wrap arms around them. Let's start with the prison system. Feed the people fish a little healthier, maybe some of the other stuff they get. But I don't want to monopolize all your time. But I just today's today. It is what it is. Got to make the best of it with a mind that somebody's going to come after us and deserves the right to enjoy the resources.
Yep. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Keep up the great. Thank you, Al. Appreciate you.
Take care, Pete. Bye-bye. All right. We got a text from Bill in his tree stand. His phone broke. He can only hear the show when he puts it on speaker, so we don't want to do that because if I get excited about something and I start, you know, talking loud to make a point, well... He's going to scare the deer, so we don't want to do that. John, thank you for checking in, texting about the Maryland Democrat who introduced a bill to make sure that anybody who has a carry permit has $300,000 in liability insurance. Another bill that won't pass. He's listening from Burlington, Massachusetts today. So anyway, thank you for that. And Lee is on the line right now. But, Lee, do me a favor. Hang on there for a minute till we take care of our fine sponsors that bring us this show. And one of those is Backyard Billy's, you know. We've been talking about it. We're going to continue to talk about the fine heat sources that they have at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. There's some tax credits on some of the biomass stoves right now, the wood and pellet stoves. And they have a couple of brands, more so. Enviro and Regency wood and pellet stoves, most of them qualify for the tax credit with more than 75% efficiency. So you might want to check that out if you're interested in wood or pellet stove or insert. And they have the inserts and they have the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well. And also Backyard Billy sells pallets. They sell or pellets. Pellets by the pallet. Sorry, let me clear that up. They sell bags of pellets and you can buy a pallet of a bag of pellets. Wood pellets for your stove. They've got that. You got it. I got it. Everybody gets it. So why not stop by, see them at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You can check out the full line of, electric, gas, wood, pellet, stoves, and inserts at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Why not? You know, check out your heat sources. You can have some supplemental heat. Maybe even you want to make it your main heat source. We're glad to have it since our compressor died and we haven't got the chance to replace it yet. A little bit salty right now, so we're paying the electric bill, which is outrageous. Anyway, BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by the showroom today? Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Drive on down from the Western Shore. It'll be a beautiful day, nice warm day. You can walk in there and you can talk, all you want to their highly qualified staff. They're friendly. They know their prices. They know their stuff. Make sure you stop by Backyard Billy's today. And if it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And while we're at it, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Stopped in there yesterday, you know, and they're getting ready for the fishing sale coming up March 1st through the 10th, their 10-day sale, Let's Go Fishing Sale. But you can stock up now. They've got plenty of terminal tackle. They've got stuff coming in. They've got some lures. They've got some terminal tackle, all the swivels and hooks and weights and everything you need. And they've got the minnows and live bait if you want to head out there for some perch and give it a shot on this warm couple days. I'm sure you'll be, you know, happy that you're able to get out. That's for sure. It's not 10 degrees wind chill like it was last Saturday. It's a little bit like 70 degrees warmer than that. Not quite, but you know what I'm saying. It's a beautiful day to get out there. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? You'll be glad you did. They've got everything for fishing, everything for hunting, including Browning firearms, and we'll talk more about that. But 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. And the phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Been around since 1957. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
White line. Calls lined up. Let's talk to Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, I got a question on that big show next month. Are you involved in any way?
I'm not sure which big show you're talking about.
Okay, the one up in PA I went to with my buddy last year. The guy gave me.
No, I'm not involved in that, but that's a Great American Outdoor Show. Yep, starts okay. February 3rd, runs for 10 days. Runs through the 10th, I think. Something like that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not involved this year. I didn't reach out in time to secure any sponsorship on that, and I'm sorry I didn't, but, you know, usually I give some tickets away. Next week we'll start giving tickets away for the National Outdoor Show, the one in Cambridge, or one in Dorchester County. A little local show, a lot of local crafts and things like that, but and we'll start promoting that. But, yeah, the big show in Harrisburg, I did not get involved, nor do I have any giveaway tickets, so.
All right, well, check back in for the local one then.
Yeah, man, that's good. But I mean, you know, do me a favor, head up to that show, enjoy yourself. It's a great big show. A lot of 100,000 people a day or something like that. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it was crazy busy.
Yeah, right. they are. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye, Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
All right. I got an interesting topic to talk about. I totally agree with you all on the catch and release, at least with the aspect of trolling. I think trolling is not a good way, method of catch and release.
Right.
Everything as I've been doing for the last over 40 years is casting. And if it's done properly, it works. It's a great tool for catch and release, keeping the fish in the water and letting them go. I've sent you videos and pictures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's a great tool. The reason I called today, I'm working in a neighborhood right near I live on Cowpens Avenue.
Right.
Off of Crummel Bridge. And they're doing stream restoration of a stream that feeds into the gunpowder. And they started down at the where the stream, it's called Mine Bank Branch or Run.
Okay.
And it feeds into the lower gunpowder, well, not lower gunpowder, but the gunpowder right at what used to be Sanders Corner. Regardless, they started there and they, you know, redone the stream. And I hate to think what they've spent. But
right.
Through a wooded area, no homes or anything in that portion. It goes through Cromwell Park. And then now they're up in the residential area. Alan, they're totally taking every bit of vegetation, trees, and everything from the upper end. It seems like to me if you're going to do a restoration of the stream, you start up top and work your way down, because all the silt from these heavy rains, they're not doing a whole lot to prevent the heavy equipment that they're bringing in to dig these streams open. For what reason, I don't know. I've probably, my question is, why is money being spent, our money being spent, to do something that Mother Nature has created and just leave it alone? But they're digging these streams up.
How's the Department of the Environment, how's the Department of the Environment, even the federal level, allowing this to happen?
Alan, if you saw it, it's devastating to watch. I've seen it happen on other streams that feed into Loch Raven.
Yeah.
This one doesn't even feed into Loch Raven. It feeds into the lower gunpowder below Loch Raven Dam. And I'm waiting for them to come to Towson Run. That's behind my house. And
right.
And you know, property owners, they come in off of streets and they work their way up or down these creeks, just absolutely ripping it apart. And they put in stone and high banks, and I know they dig it out, I guess, for better water flow, but these are the upper reaches of these teeny little streams that, you know, they devastate the crayfish and the dace and all the life of the stream when they do this. And they create erosion where they're digging, and now at the upper part of the stream, it's going to feed into the lower part where they've already done restoration. So they're creating silt that's going to feed in the area that they've already recovered. And I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I haven't done my homework as to what, when, or why, or who's paying, but I just wonder if other callers or other people observe these things in there.
I don't know.
Just in my area or what? It's crazy, I think.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. So
that's
all right.
That's my crying for the week.
Okay, appreciate that.
Hey, the kids are banging the heck out of them giant pickerel down in the
East. I see that. That's great, man. That's great.
Yeah, they sent me one picture. My daughter holding up that one big one. She goes, "Oh yeah, it was 8'2". I said, "Then come on now, mine is 8". But, you know, the record, and she's telling me it's 8 pounds 2 ounces, and they fed that into me. I had to hang on to that one for about 2 hours before they fessed up that it was about 6 pounds.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's funny. So, all right, Lee, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care. Yep.
All right,
bye-bye. And we have Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning.
Alan, good morning. Nice to talk to you.
So. Happy New Year, buddy. Haven't heard from you in a while.
No, I've been on and off able to listen. I'm still going through some medical issues.
I hear you.
I don't get to listen every Saturday, but
sure.
I try to. Hey, I was at the food store last week, and in their seafood case, they had marked down on the last sale date, which I always look for.
Sure.
Two little trays of blue catfish fillets.
Yeah.
So I grabbed them up, took them home. I made them night before last. And, Alan, those fillets were folded up on these trays.
Right.
Once I unfolded them, they were 14 inches long and 2.5 inches thick.
Wow.
They were the biggest blue cat fillets I've ever seen. they were huge. I don't know if they were Chesapeake Bay or not, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
I would imagine that they were.
Yep.
So I'm just anxious for them to relax the, excuse me, those stupid restrictions that they put on them.
Yep.
To favor the catfish farmers.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Well, hopefully that'll survive the farm bill cut. You know, I guess the farm bill's coming up this year, 2024, for a renewal. So I know that those regulations are planned to be changed in the farm bill. So let's see what happens. I hope so.
Yeah, you know. That's what I read, that it was supposed to change. But
yeah, the feds, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, turned Maryland down on their designation of the blue catfish as an emergency disaster to the Chesapeake Bay. They said it doesn't rise to the level of disaster, but... You know, you got a bureaucrat in Washington that doesn't understand what's going on out here in the water, you know?
Well, also, they're getting input from, again, the catfish farmers.
Yeah, yeah.
They were saying, man, we got to protect our businesses.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, we got to save our native catfish farms down here in the Mississippi Delta from the Vietnamese catfish. You know, Chesapeake Bay. What's that? There's no catfish in Chesapeake Bay, right? Got it. So ask the guys that fish for them. So
also, I mentioned this to you at the time of the last presidential election, and I don't think you ever got it out, but there's a Willie Nelson song that would make a terrific bumper for you.
Okay.
Vote 'em out.
Okay. I don't know if Aaron's listening, but we'll send it to him. He wrote it in, okay. So there you go.
All right, very, very good. Vote 'em out. It's a great song. He says, if you don't like what they're doing, vote them out.
Vote them out. Got it. All right. Hey, Clay, John B. says his regards. He's hoping you're feeling better soon. His grandson is the one that wound up with the fishing tackle that you donated. So.
Oh, right. Well, tell him thank you very much. I'm improving slowly.
Got it.
I'm not going anywhere yet.
Glad to hear it, buddy. Thanks, Clay.
Alan, have a good week and give my regards to Robin.
I will do so. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care, Clay. Bye-bye. We've got Chris in West Virginia coming up next, and then Miss Fran in Baltimore, who's been MIA. So hang on there, Fran. We're coming to you. Good morning, Chris. How are things in West Virginia this morning?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on? What are you doing?
Right now I'm just getting the stoves going, getting the fires going, and sitting here drinking some coffee, listening to you.
Well, that's good.
I know what you're doing.
I'm slurping coffee and sitting here in front of the fireplace. So laid back in my recliner, got my headphones on, my microphone on. I'm looking at my big old 8-point buck sitting up there on the fireplace above the mantle, and then turn my head and look over there at the big giant 6-point that I shot, and I'm just having a good day.
Well, that's fantastic. That's the way to work a job, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like work, you know what I mean? So.
Well, that's good. Well, they say if you love what you're doing, you're not working. So.
Exactly. So what's on your mind this morning, Chris?
Well, gosh, there's a lot on my mind. A fantastic show this morning. First, I want to say hi to my buddy Teddy. He listens to you every morning, but he won't call in. But
okay. Teddy on Ken Island?
No, Teddy in Halethorpe.
Oh, Halethorpe. Okay, got it. Hey, Teddy, good morning.
Yeah.
So.
But, gosh, there's a lot, talking about catch and release. I guess I grew up different. If I went out fishing, I went out to catch fish for dinner.
Yeah.
If I go out fishing.
Yeah.
I'm catching and keeping.
Sure. So, yeah, catch and fillet. I got it.
Never felt the need to go out and catch and release, to catch a fish just to fight it.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's fun. I will tell you, I do catch and release. I do catch and release on some. I have an annual smallmouth trip. I go with members of the Electric Bass Anglers. And it's a one-day trip, one day a year. And I've been doing it for 15 or 16 years, maybe longer than that, maybe close to 20, pretty close to 20. And we go out and we target smallmouth bass, and it's all catch and release. And it's not like we use 2-pound test and fight these fish till they roll over on their side, okay? We bed fish. So, you know, I don't know if that makes me a hypocrite when I talk about these guys fishing on the spawning fish, but a lot of the fish that we catch are spawned out. And, you know, they're still on the bed. We catch them, we bring them to the boat, we release them. We might take a picture. But you know what? In 20-some years, I've never seen a reduction on those fish. I've seen, you know, boats on the reservoirs, they catch these fish, they do it year after year after year after year after year. There's always an abundance of fish. And I will tell you, this group, if there was any indication that they were harming the population by doing this week-long, you know, and it's hit or miss. I mean, rain can put them off, temperature can put them off, you can miss it completely.
Sure.
Okay. If there was any indication to these anglers who are dedicated to their craft that there was an impact on the population, they would stop. They would just stop. There's no question about it in my mind. So, you know, that's the difference between a conservation-minded bass fisherman, catch and release, and a thrill-seeking angler, you know, fishing on striped bass. And look, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I've done it. I've caught them. I've released them. I have, in my opinion, the fall and November is the best time to fish for the striped bass because you've got fresh sea-run fish. They're fat. They're good. Their gills are full of sea lice. They're delicious to eat. You catch them, you put your one in the boat, and you quit. Simple. Just like deer hunting. You know, you don't shoot 50 deer to take the one you want.
Very true.
So
I read an article on Fur Fish Game. This was mainly geared toward trout fishing and how, you know, especially out west where you have these high-dollar fly fishermen, you know, they
look
down on a guy who wants to keep a couple trout. But you don't understand, you take some of those smaller fish out, even some of the bigger fish, and you're just making room for other fish.
Yeah, no question. Yep. And, nature, what's the saying? Nature abhors a vacuum. You know, if you're trout fishing and you find a rock and you fish a little eddy behind the rock and you take a nice trout out of there and take it home and eat it, guess what? Another trout's going to move into that same spot because that's where the food comes in.
Yes, indeed.
So, yep.
And
all right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. Nice hearing from you, West Virginia.
Virginia.
Drum roll, please. Miss Fran is on. the line. Good morning, friend.
Well, good morning, fishing and hunting world. I'm just trying to be a part of you. I know I've been missing in action. I have physical things that I'm working on, and they are trying to help me. And half the time I wake up, I don't know whether I'm home, hospital, rehab, back home, but Baltimore is still listening.
And
I will say this to you guys. You know, I used to didn't want to be called Miss Fran because it made me feel old. But I'll tell you this. I had to admit that I have become truly Miss Fran. I have certain medications they're trying, and see what works, and your
sure.
body's like, what is this now, you know? But I'll tell you, the reason I decided I have become truly Miss Fran is what the doctor ordered for me the other day. And I thought, Fran, you have arrived. And he ordered for me in three different flavors, Ensure. Chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla.
Friend, that's not a bad thing. Oh, you still make me laugh, girl. That is not a bad thing.
No, it's pretty good, as a matter of fact.
That is not a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to admit, I have moved to the next level. So if you're short on vitamins or whatever, you're not eating much, you don't have much appetite.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah.
I'm going to order Ensure for you.
Oh, you made me laugh.
You guys.
You made my day just by calling in. You know that.
Well, I want you to know this. Once in a while, I may not actually hear the show, but my heart is always with it.
I know it. Well, we've been, you know, that some of our listeners text me and call me and say, Where's Miss Fran? I said, well, you know, I think I left a message for you a while back. I don't know if you got that message or not, but, you know, one of your numbers is working. I think one of them isn't. But
well, they keep changing hospitals, rehabs.
Yeah.
You know, home, I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, they're moving me all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you hang in there because you've got some real fans out here that love to hear your voice.
Oh, really?
That's yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, yep, you hang in there. Don't you go anywhere because the Outdoors and Radio Show needs you.
I need them, too. I need that show.
Well, we're here for you, baby. We are.
Thank you.
All right. You get some rest. Drink a couple Ensures. I'm going to hoist a coffee to you. I hope you've got an Ensure in your hand. We'll toast each other.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. And best to you, girl.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks,
Fran. Take care, everybody. Stay safe.
Okay, Fran. Take care, babe.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Nice to hear from Fran. Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Right on the corner. Big building. You'll see all the cars lined up around. You'll see the bays open most of the days when they're taking care of cars and putting tires on. It's just off Route 50, block off Route 50. That's in Easton. And that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. That's what I've got. That's what they put on my truck. They have Michelin and Yokohama and all the others as well. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires to fit your car or your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors and everything else. If you own a trailer or if you own an ATV, Spurries has the tires to fit your trailer. Any trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, utility trailer, contractor trailer, tandem, single wheel, you name it, they've got the tires and ATVs as well. Spurries offers tire repair on the spot if you need it. You got a slow leak, stop by. They'll fix it right now. They offer tire repair and full-service automotive repair. I've got a brake job I've got to get done here shortly, and they'll take care of it. Checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on is a specialty, and I've had that done too. Their 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurries customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Family, too. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or you can call Spurries Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Please visit their website, spurriestire.com, and that number again to call with no appointment needed, but if you want to just check first, 410-822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, just want to remind you one more time about everything you can find at Backyard Billy's. Not just the fireplaces, not just the grills. Okay, but they have a tremendous selection of outdoor furniture. That's why they're called Backyard Billy's. Poly and hardwood tables and chairs in every configuration. If you want to seat 6, 8, 10, four. They've got all that. They've got the high tops. They've got the, you know, they've got the little bar setups for, you know, for your deck, the high tops and the chairs to match. They've got crab motif, fish motif, you name it, they've got it. And they've got all kinds of those tables and chairs. They've got the Adirondack chairs. You know, Uncle Bob likes to sit and relax during the family reunion. He likes to sit in an Adirondack chair. Well, they've got about 1,000 of them in stock. They've got all the sheds, the backyard sheds. They've got the little greenhouses. They've got the combination shed and greenhouse. They've got dog kennels. They've got chicken coops if you're into raising chickens. They've got gym sets for the kids. They've got tiki bars to set up. They've got, what do you call them? Gazebos. That's what I was trying to say. I can never remember that word, gazebos. Anything and everything for your backyard, and when you go inside, you'll see all the grills. They've got several different kinds of grills. They've got the pellet grill by Traeger. They've got the stainless steel Memphis pellet grills. They've got the ceramic smoker grills by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And they've got an entire room full of furniture that you can use if you have a beach house or a second house or you want to put furniture on your deck or your porch. They've got all that. Backyard Billy's. Why not stop by? Hit the website, backyardbillies.com first. Hearth America for the heating stuff has a Facebook page. The phone number there is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America and Backyard Billy's are open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's from the bridge. From the other way, from, you know, before Graysonville or below Graysonville from the shore, just get off on Route 18, go up through Graysonville, make a right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummer, and you are there. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. I said that. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
All right, Davy, leave me a little room here to talk, buddy. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for one more caller if anybody's out there and like to call in, talk about anything you heard about today. You want to talk about the primitive deer season? That's coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. flintlocks and percussion cap muzzle loaders, longbows and recurve bows only. No compounds, no crossbows, no inlines, no telescopic sights. Primitive means primitive. I'll be out there. I think Chris is going to go along with me on Friday, our former producer, Chris, who took his first deer this year. We'll provide him with a percussion cap muzzle loader. I think I'm going to give him the 54 caliber Renegade. We'll see how that works out. I'll be carrying my custom gun from Getz Barrel Company, 50 caliber percussion cap, taking several deer with it. Enjoy shooting it. Shoots nice, shoots accurately, and is, you know, we'll be shooting patched round balls. Not anything fancy, no, you know, maxi ball or maxi, you know, maxi hunter, none of that. We'll be using the round balls, although I have that stuff. I'm taking a lot of deer with that maxi hunter, including some of the nicest, biggest deer I've ever taken. The biggest deer I ever shot weighed 196 pounds field dressed on the scale at Sarge's in Cecil County when they used to be a check-in station. Didn't have much of a rack. It was an 8-point. Didn't have much of a rack. I mean, it was decent, but it was an old deer. 196 pounds field dressed, and I chased that boy through the marsh after I shot him and found him, and thank God I had my deer cart with me or I'd have never got him out of there. That's how big he was. I walked by him twice, and he was so ruddy I could smell him, but I couldn't see him in the laurel. Finally found him, got him out of there, got him dressed out. That cart helped me get him through the marsh. It was great, and I recommend a deer cart or a sled or a you know, one of the little boats to anybody to help get their deer out. All right, that's a few tips. Let's see who else we got here. Thank you, John. I appreciate that, and we'll talk soon. No other callers on the line, and we're running out of time fast. I want to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know the BPS shotgun that I've been advertising for a long, long time, the pump action with the bottom ejection? Well, Clyde still has some in stock, but Browning, in their wisdom, has discontinued that again. So we're going to talk about, from here out, we're going to talk about one of the 22s called a T-bolt. And I hear the music underneath. I thought I had another minute. But stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne or Halethorpe. 242-6108. 410-242-6108. For fishing, hunting, and crabbing, it's Clyde Sports Shop. There's the music. Folks, get out. Stay out. Please stay safe. Pay attention to your family. Love them. Hug them. Just spend time with them. You'll be glad you did.